The Dead Set Legends on Sydney's Triple M, all thanks to our mates at Mitsubishi, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. Time now for this. Curly. Yeah, chance for Jude and I to ask some questions about rugby league to Del. First question, Del, is the 2020 NRL Premiership now Penrith's to lose?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's still pretty open. We see what Melbourne are doing at the moment without, you know, the two cams, and then, you know, Parramatta, I know they had a bit of a hiccup last night, but at their best, they're going to be hard to beat. And the Roosters, I know they've got some injuries, but it's still pretty open, boys. There's still a lot of twists and turns to go, but at the moment, Panthers are setting a standard, but the Warriors did well to take them to the brink last night.
Mm. All right, Del, Tevita Bangai Jr. looks like he's played his last game for the Broncos. Which clubs should be chasing him?
Look, I think, you know, look, I don't think he's done a great deal wrong. Obviously, you know, he's had a couple of little hiccups, but I just think you need to get his on-field aggression right. If you can get that right, like Nathan Brown from Parramatta, he's going to give you plenty. I reckon the Bulldogs, you know, they're trying to build a new culture. He's a perfect player you can build a culture around. The Sharks, they need an X factor like him as well. And also the Dragons. The Dragons need, you know, someone to replace Tyson Frizzell. So those three clubs could do with Tevita Pangai, you know, at his best. And just, he's only a young forward, so, mate, the best is yet to come.
So you're not worried about, you know, hanging around with bikies and
that type of stuff?
And he's got his pretty ordinary suspension record.
I know, but can I say, we've all done silly things when we're older and younger. He's got a big fine now, and he loves his footy, and he hasn't done anything too illegal. Mate, we've all hung out with underworld folks at different stages. Yeah, I'd say we have. Or we've known some. Well, I've known some. But
look who you're talking to. This guy's a little lower North Shore bloke.
I'm in the Pimble Gang. What are you talking about?
Oh, sorry, guys. Yeah.
Okay, out of the teams in the bottom eight at the moment, I mean, Jude lives in Lane Cove. You reckon he's been with underworld people?
Okay, sorry, guys. I'll throw myself under the bus. Maybe I have once or twice.
Out of the teams in the bottom eight at the moment, can any team make the jump into the finals contention, or is the eight as it stands right now?
No, I think Manly can. I think Manly have got an attitude where I know they, once Tom Trbojevic comes back, and I know he mightn't be back, you know, for a few weeks and that yet, but once he gets back, he gives you so much confidence, but they can push a lot of teams. I know at the moment they're a bit up and down, but I still think Manly are a chance to get in the top eight. And once they get on that roll and get all their players back, you don't want to play them in the finals.
Okay.
Righto, he's out of isolation now with the Roosters going through an injury crisis. Should Trent Robinson rush Sonny Bill back into the side a few weeks early?
Yeah, look, I think you got a couple of young players you can use. If I was Trent Robinson, I'd give those young players a bit of a taste of it now, and I wouldn't rush Sonny because at that age, I think, did I see he had his knee strapped or his knee iced or something walking in the train the other day? So no need to rush him because the big games are yet to come. You know, a couple of weeks leading into the finals, you get on a roll, the Roosters can, whether they finish, you know, fourth or seventh or whatever, they're a team that you don't want to play when all their players are coming back on deck. I think you got about $4 million worth of salary cap out at the moment, haven't you, boys?
At least.
Sorry. Why does God hate the Roosters? This is just so unfair. I mean, have a look at the team that the Roosters actually, the injured Roosters team. We don't have a fullback, but Brett Morris, Billy Smith, Orbo, Tupu, Keary Lamb, Hargraves, Verrills. We don't have a prop. Cordner, Crichton and Radley.
It's a quality
side. Remember 11 blokes that started the grand final last year. So please, anyone giving it to us about injuries, no one's got it worse than the Chooks.
I know, but can I say, for the last couple of years, you guys have done really well, not just only to win the grand final, obviously to have representative players and also to win the World Club Challenge, I think twice, didn't you?
Yeah.
Massive effort, guys.
Okay, thanks a lot for that, Del. Thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. Please get yourself down there at Paddy's. They supported us through COVID, and we want to support them now that we're getting through this pandemic. Well, coming up next, there's so much to talk about in the game of AFL. We are talking to the Giants coach, Leon Cameron, after, what was a very ordinary performance against the Swannies this week. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.
Receive 7 years warranty plus $1,500.